In 2017, Heber City adopted new airport minimum standards, which would allow for a second field base operator, or FBO, to be at the airport, as well as the creation of a self-fuel service operation. Within a month after passing the airport minimum standards, the Heber Airport's only field base operator, OK3 Air, sued the city. Since that time, the city and OK3 Air have been in legal battles. At the last Heber City Council meeting, the council rescinded the 2017 airport minimum standards in favor of the previous airport minimum standards in order to create a new master plan. As we have reported, the latest airport manager report emphasized that the airport master plan is not predetermined and is not a license for expansion. City Manager Matt Brower explains why rescinding the 2017 minimum standards are necessary.
In order to achieve these objectives, city staff believes it is necessary to eliminate or reduce recent disputes regarding proposed development and new commercial aeronautical activities at the airport. In particular, the adoption of new minimum standards in 2017 and consideration of a second FBO, a new commercial self-service fuel operation, and other new commercial operations have led to considerable litigation and controversy that have diverted resources and attention from the underlying issues facing the airport and the community.
In the same meeting, the council also placed a moratorium suspending all consideration of development and new commercial activities until the completion of a new master plan.
City staff believes that these actions will ensure maximum engagement from the public, airport users, and service providers in the master plan and produce a roadmap for the orderly and well-considered development of the airport for the benefit of all stakeholders. City staff also believe that these four actions will ensure that the focus of public discussion will be on the future of this airport rather than on past concerns and disputes. City staff hopes and expects that all of the suspended and rescinded actions will be reconsidered as a thoughtful, transparent manner through the master planning process.
The decision did not come without pushback. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association opposed the action. The organization says it's the world's largest community of pilots. Executive Vice President for the association, Ken Mead, wrote a letter to the Heber City Council. The letter says in part, quote, "We know that OK3, the incumbent and monopoly position FBO, has sued the city in an effort to retain its position and protect its own commercial interests. Notwithstanding this, the city council's responsibility is to represent the public interest and run this public use airport in a manner that complies with grant assurances and promotes a competitive environment that will better ensure reasonable and fair pricing for users," end quote. The letter also questioned the city's claim that the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, supported the plan. At the council meeting, Brower shared a legal memo prepared by legal counsel that has spoken with FAA representatives. The memo states that the FAA supports the city council action given the particular facts and given council's commitment to complete the master plan in a timely manner.
Let me emphasize this. We have consulted considerably with the FAA, and they are in agreement with both these resolutions, with the understanding that we advance this master plan as expeditiously as we possibly can.
The FAA further advises that the master plan should not consider rates and charges or the financial feasibility of a second field base operator, as both actions are prohibited by master plans. It does say, however, that the city can look at rates and charges independently of, but simultaneously with, the master plan. With respect to the site for a second FBO, the master plan can evaluate the feasibility of the location. In other airport-related items, the airport manager, Dennis Godfrey, accepted a new position in Boulder, Colorado. The assistant airport manager, Travis Biggs, will be recommended for promotion to the airport's manager at Tuesday's city council meeting. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.